Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Council candidate for Ward 2, Robin Fallsgraf, joins us on today's program to share her vision for the future of Pella if she's elected to the seat.
So Robin, I'll have you start by introducing yourself.
I'm Robin Fallsgraf. I lived in Pella for 5 years. I've served in planning and zoning commission for, I think, almost five. It'll be in the spring. And I have 5 children of my own, 3 stepchildren. So we're a big family and cover a lot of age ranges. And I also work for Habitat for Humanity.
Okay. And so why are you running for city council?
I'm running for city council because I love Pella. You know, often people run because they're unhappy. I'm running because I'm very happy.
And when you think about then your vision, obviously, you know, every city council member has an idea of the things that they'd like to work on. What is your vision or your platform overall and the things that you hope to accomplish?
Well, I tend to think I have an answer to every problem, but I'll tell you the number one thing is what I consider affordable housing. For me, it's a hard stretch to think 275 to 300 is affordable housing. I think there's answers to more affordable housing, 150 to 175. And I want to see that happen.
And so beyond that, what are the 3 in your mind most critical issues? And I'd like you to expand on some of those and just kind of describe what you feel either the flow is of that or what you feel the future of those 3 items would be.
I think there are answers to housing and affordable housing. I think there's a lot of people in this community that either live here now and are renting, which is very high cost rent in this area, and people that are working in all of our businesses. And we have some good sized businesses that have people that need housing that's in a more moderate price range than the $300,000. I think there's answers to that. And I think in order to do it, we need to get everybody vested in that. Entertainment. I don't know what the answer per se, but I will tell you that I am working on something kind of on the side, an idea that I have, and I've talked to another woman in this community, and she was on board with the exact same thought. She was having the same thoughts. So it's premature for me to tell you, but I think it's a good entertainment option available to people all different ages, and we're always working to make Pella even a little bit more appealing. Collaboration. Oh my, this has been the thing since probably my first experience on planning and zoning. I think that there need not be nearly as much controversy if we all just give opportunity to sit down and say, hey, this is what we're thinking and this is our answer. I have been kind of ribbed a little bit about, well, where do you draw the line, Robin? Do you think everybody sits down to discuss should flowers be put in a certain spot? You know, I don't think that. But I do think on some of the big issues, they would not become big issues if people had a chance to say, hey, this is the little piece I'm interested in. And this is the little thing I'm willing to conquer. And this is how I think we can work together.
And so you are running as a new council member. Are there any current projects that you would love to see continued or anything, you know, that is currently on the platform that would say this is something that the city needs to continue working on? Or are there ideas that you have that you're hoping to bring to council as a part of this platforming campaign?
One thing I've learned from planning and zoning is we have some great things going on, but there's some things that kind of get presented to either the Planning and Zoning Commission or City Council that I think people should have more input. I'm interested in what's happening at Oskaloosa Street. I don't know that I'm completely sold on the idea that Schneider brought to us. I think it's a good starting point. So I think there's several of those things that we could make better. And through that process, make Pella better.
Once again, that was Robin Fallsgraf, candidate for the Pella City Council in Ward 2. Hear her opponents, Harold Van Strylen and Calvin Banstra, with their interviews at KNIAKRLS.com, and tune in Thursday to hear from the 4th candidate running in Ward 2, Nicole Pickray. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.